and welcome to Advanced Studio Classroom. My name is Brandon, and today we continue our adventure article, Quantum of the Seas. And we had a lively discussion yesterday, and I have a panelist back with me today. Welcome, panelists.
Thank you.
Amanda Campbell and Serena here, and both Campbell and Serena, they've been on cruises before, and so they've had a lot to offer about this topic. What are some of the things we discussed yesterday, Campbell?
Well, we talked about how the Quantum of the Seas is really turning things on their head for the cruise industry. They're bringing out some new features to their cruising experience. And one thing that sounded really cool to me was the virtual balcony idea for the inside staterooms, and we see a picture of the virtual balcony on page 39. This is for the rooms inside that don't have an actual window or a balcony and allows them to get a view of the sea.
Okay, and Amanda, something else that kind of stuck out for you yesterday?
I think what stuck out for me was the wristband technology that they talked about. I think our listeners are familiar when you go to a hotel, they give you a key card that looks like a credit card, but you use that for entering and exiting your room or the elevator. But here they're using a wristband, and you can even purchase your merchandise with that.
All right. And in our title, Serena, we have that word quantum. And why do you think they have that word or use that word for the title of the name of their ship?
Well, a quantum is the smallest amount of a physical quantity that can exist independently.
Okay, it's like a measurement for energy, right? The smallest unit of measurement for energy.
Right.
And we also have that term quantum leap, which means what?
It just means something is improved.
All right. There's a great improvement, important development. And so they're really trying to say here that, hey, we have a new cruise ship and look how much improvement we've made with this ship. So we talked about a lot of different things yesterday. I have a question for Campbell since he's been on a couple of cruises in recent years. What's the big draw? If someone is out there listening thinking, I want to go on a vacation. They're thinking about going on a cruise. Why should they do it?
Well, there are a lot of reasons. I think the idea is that a cruise is, for the most part, all-inclusive, so you don't actually have to do too much planning on your own. You can just choose your cruise ship and then choose the ports you want to go to and then just go on, and the food is taken care of for you, the rooms are taken care of for you, and they'll just sail you over to the different ports, you just get on and off. So there's really not too much thinking involved.
So if you just want to chill, you just want to relax, you don't want to plan anything, a cruise may be the way to go.
Yes.
Sounds like a good idea to me. All right, well, if you have your magazines, please open them up to page 37, and we will have our first reading for today.
The company has rolled out a new boarding system for Quantum, asking passengers to fill out forms and upload a picture in advance with a goal of getting guests from sidewalk to ship in 10 minutes and eliminating lines. Agents with tablets filled the area outside the terminal, meeting passengers as they approached and scanning their passports and printed boarding passes. Radio frequency identification tags allow passengers to track their luggage's location as they wait for it to reach their stateroom. The Royal IQ app allows guests to track luggage from mobile devices and book shore excursions, make dining reservations, and secure a seat for a show.
All right, so the company has rolled out a new boarding system for Quantum, the company referring to Royal Caribbean. And if you roll out something, what does that mean, Amanda?
It means that you have made a new product or service or a system that's available for the first time.
All right, so we see this a lot when we're talking about companies and they're rolling out a new product. And so they have this new system for Quantum. And what are they asking passengers to do, Serena?
They're asking passengers to fill out forms and upload a picture in advance with the goal of getting guests from sidewalk to ship in 10 minutes and eliminating lines.
I like the idea of eliminating lines, and they're trying to be very efficient. Of course, you are paying quite a bit of money, Campbell, and so you would expect them to pay attention to these sort kinds of details.
Right. So for those who haven't been on a cruise, basically when you go on a cruise, it's a little bit like checking in for a flight. You have to go through a terminal, they check your luggage, they do a security check, and then you have to check in at a desk, and they check your passport, and then you have to register your credit card, you have to fill out some forms, and then they take a picture of you, so that they can keep track of who gets on and off. Cause you know, at the ports we get on and off the boat. Every time we get off, we have to swipe a card. Every time we get on, we swipe a card. That way they make sure that no one gets left behind.
Alright.
So it's a pretty involved process. So I guess they're trying to get as much of that done ahead of time so that can cut down on the wait time in the port.
That would be kind of scary if you got left behind.
Oh, it's happened. Yeah,
sure.
the last cruise I was on, we left the port and then we actually had to go back because there were a couple people that didn't get on.
Wow. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Did everyone give them dirty looks when they got on the boat?
Well, I mean, I didn't know who it was. We just kind of heard an announcement about it. So, yeah.
Oh, well, I guess you're on the ship anyway. So.
Yeah. And I've heard stories where people have actually had to hire helicopters and different, a boat to the next port in order to get back on the cruise because they didn't get back in time.
They missed the boat.
Oh, wow. You don't want to miss the boat.
Yeah. Well, I remember back in 99. I think I waited over an hour to get on the ship.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's quite a big process.
Yeah.
Maybe they have sped things up.
Yeah.
On the smart ship.
I'm sure they have.
All right. Well, agents with tablets filled the area outside the terminal, meeting passengers as they approached and scanning their passports and printed boarding passes. And Campbell was kind of talking about some of this, what they were doing. And so basically it looks like they have enough people on hand and they can get people on the ship very quickly, which is it's great. You don't have to wait as long. They also have something called radio frequency identification. What is that about, Amanda?
Well, that is a technology that uses small radio transponders that typically include a chip and that are placed on objects which can be found through the use of radio signals.
All right. It's also called RFID for short. And these tags, they allow passengers to track their luggage's location as they wait for it to reach their stateroom. So if you're really concerned about your luggage, you can check where it is based upon this technology. And they also have something called the Royal IQ app. Campbell, what's that?
Well, it allows guests to track luggage from mobile devices and book shore excursions, make dining reservations, and secure a seat for a show.
Okay, so what is an excursion? Serena, if you tell your family or your friends, let's go on an excursion, what do you mean?
It's just a short journey made for pleasure.
Okay, and so it's they're going to use a lot of synonyms in this travel article to get their point across, right? And so that's another word you can use to describe a journey.
I had a question for Campbell. How long does it take for your luggage to get to your stateroom?
Well, if there aren't any problems, usually it's there within, an hour or two after you get on the boat. But sometimes there's problems with the luggage or it gets misplaced and then, it doesn't get there till that evening So usually there's not a problem. But
so this could be quite handy.
Yeah, but like last time I went on the cruise, there was a problem with one of my bags and it just never arrived. And so I had to go to customer service and then I found it there. And so there's, because in the past, basically what it was is you put a kind of like a tag, like a paper tag on it.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes that tag gets lost or it falls off or there's different problems, But this sounds pretty cool, being able to track where it is and things like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, not fun losing your luggage.
Yeah, I think it's helpful because bags aren't delivered right away. So while they're waiting, people can just enjoy the ship.
Right.
Not like when you go to the airport, you have to wait at the baggage carousel for sometimes over an hour.
And right, sometimes you see a sign that comes around with your name on it. There's trouble. Oh no, it's me this time.
Right.
But I've been fairly blessed. I think I've only lost my luggage once or maybe twice.
I was just saying, with this app, this IQ app. So I'm thinking they have Wi-Fi available right throughout the ship. Is that correct?
Well, the ones I went to, you actually had to pay for the Wi-Fi. So I don't know if Quantum of the Seas is different, you know, where they provide Wi-Fi for free. That would be great because it was expensive, the Wi-Fi on the boat. I mean,
they should, because it's the world's first smart ship.
I know, right?
Be part of it.
That should be part of it. That would be awesome. So I think it's cool to be able to track luggage from your mobile devices. Shore excursions are basically short trips that you take when you get to the different destinations. And so they might take you on a, you know, zip lining adventure, or take you scuba diving, or different things like that. You don't actually have to go on the shore excursions. They are extra cost.
Oh.
You can plan your own excursion, plan your own trip, do your own activities. But if you don't want to do that, they do have these planned activities, these excursions that you can sign up for and pay for.
So you can either just get off the ship and do your own thing, or sign up for one of these excursions.
Exactly,
and pay extra.
Yes.
Did you do any of those excursions?
I did not, because I just opted to do my own thing and save some money, because they are quite expensive, but they are a lot of fun.
Well, what were some of the things that you did off the ship?
Well, one, we went to Jamaica, and we did river tracing. So we kind of walked up a waterfall. That was pretty cool. We also took a tour of the local area, sampled local food. There's, of course, a lot of shopping. You know, it's all a lot of the destinations. Tourism is their only industry, and so they make a lot of money through, you know, shopping and tourism.
All right, so you can use this app to do lots of different things, book the shore excursions, or even make reservations at a restaurant, or secure a seat for a show. So there's lots of technology involved, and we're seeing that right here just in this paragraph alone. Well, let's move on to our next topic, dynamic dining.
Dynamic dining. On board, the ship has jettisoned the concept of a main dining room with set times in favor of dynamic dining, featuring a handful of different options with more than 430 seats each. This idea isn't completely new. Most lines have multiple dining options between a main dining area, other complimentary venues, and specialty restaurants that carry an extra charge. But Royal Caribbean sought to differentiate itself by eliminating the supersized venue altogether and creating several distinct and free options with no assigned times or seats.
Now we are getting into one of my favorite topics, food. Everyone likes to eat, right? Here we're talking about dynamic dining. Dynamic meaning something that can be developing or changing and so forth. And that is what is happening here with Quantum of the Seas. On board, the ship has jettisoned the concept of main dining room. So jettison meaning they've thrown that out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? They've thrown that idea out and they've changed some things around.
Yeah, which I think is a fun term that they use in this article, because jettison reminds me of, like, in the past when, you know, when they're on a boat and maybe there's a storm and they need to get rid of extra weight, they'll throw things overboard. And that is what this jettison is like tossing things overboard. Mm-hmm. So they're kind of getting rid of this idea.
All right. And notice there are lots of puns or lots of different words you can use when it comes to being on the sea. So they've gotten rid of this concept of having a main dining room with set times, and now they have dynamic dining. And what does that feature, Serena?
It features a handful of different options with more than 430 seats each.
All right, so they have different options, more choices for people. But this isn't a new idea, is it, Amanda?
No, it says it isn't completely new. It says most lines have multiple dining options between a main dining area. They have some other complimentary venues and specialty restaurants.
Okay, that word complimentary, Serena.
It's just another word that means something is given for free.
Yeah, a lot of times we see that at hotels. They have complimentary breakfast, which is nice to have that included. And so here they have complimentary venues. You know, it's included in the price when you pay for the cruise, that food is included.
Mm-hmm.
And there are also specialty restaurants. What are specialty restaurants?
Well, they have special restaurants with certain themes. Maybe it's like Japanese-themed restaurant or Italian restaurant or a steak restaurant. And so they're more specialized, and these restaurants carry an extra cost.
Okay. All right, the Royal Caribbean sought to differentiate itself, and they want to stand out. If you differentiate yourself, you want to do something different.
Right, you want to find a difference, and usually it's used to compare two things. So it's different from this one and that one.
So they sought to do this. They wanted to do this. And so they eliminated the supersize venue, that main dining area, that term supersize meaning a huge area, and they got rid of that altogether, and now they have these distinct and free options. That's important to know. And there are no assigned times or seats. So, Campbell, it sounds like it's more convenient for everyone.
Yeah, for sure. Basically, in traditional cruising, everyone is assigned a certain dining room and a dining time for dinner. So it's on your key card, and it tells you when to go and where to go. Basically, if you don't go at that time, then you've missed dinner, so you have to eat at one of the other complimentary venues or one of these specialty restaurants that have more flexible times. So I think this idea of just being able to eat whenever is convenient for you is great, because, you know, sometimes there's a show you want to go to, but it's at the same time as your dinner time, and it just kind of gets complicated.
Did you ever get tired of eating, Campbell?
You did.
So much food.
Honestly.
Is that possible?
You did. Because it's so much food, and it's like all so good, you know, but at the same time, but at the end of it, by the seventh day, you're just like, okay, I don't want to eat all this food anymore, you know? Like the first day you get there, because it's like five-star dining. It's mm-hmm. really good food, mm-hmm. right? And it's like all you can eat, even in the five-star restaurant. So I'm like, all right, I want some of the steak, I want some of the lamb, I want some of the beef, and I'll take each one of the desserts too as well. You know, but by the seventh day, you're just like, I'll just have the rice.
Yeah. And you probably feel like, hey, I paid for this. I want to get my money's
exactly.
worth, right? And you don't get to eat like this all the time.
Right.
I think there are also cruisers who do prefer like a set time experience to have dinner with like table mates.
Right.
Because
mm-hmm.
I know when I went on the cruise, every night we had a set time and we had the same waiter mm-hmm. every day, which was kind of
okay.
nice because we kind of got to know each other.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, and that was fun too because they had certain nights where you got to dress up, you know, so they had like formal nights and things like that. So mm-hmm. that was kind of fun. But yeah, I don't know what that would be like on this new ship with different venues.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, there's a lot of food to eat. There are a lot of activities. And there's also more to do with dining. We're not finished yet because food's everywhere. Next, we're going to talk about dining in artistic fashion. What does that mean? Let's find out.
Dining in artistic fashion. Wonderland, the kind of place where patrons must use a paintbrush dipped in water to read their menu, features small creative bites such as a liquid olive or buffalo chicken eggs, as well as fish, meat, and poultry entrees.
All right, well, if you're an artist out there, you might enjoy this dining experience. It's called Wonderland. And what goes on at Wonderland, Serena?
Well, this is where patrons or customers can look at their menu, and they use a paintbrush dipped in water to actually read their menu.
Okay, that's kind of cool. That's a different experience, and so sounds kind of futuristic.
Right, so the menu itself is blank when you mm-hmm. get it, right?
Okay.
And so you have to use the paintbrush dipped in water to actually read the menu. It makes the wording appear on the menu.
All right. I guess not so technological or futuristic, but it is very artistic. And then you can enjoy some small creative bites, such as a liquid olive. or buffalo chicken eggs, as well as fish, meat, and poultry entrees. Now, I'm not sure what buffalo chicken eggs are, but I would like to try one.
I'm wondering if it's kind of like buffalo chicken wings, you know, so it's the flavor of that buffalo sauce.
Oh, my mouth is watering just thinking of buffalo chicken. So delicious. All right. Well, there's, again, lots of food, and you can enjoy these restaurants. There are different kinds of restaurants, and this one is quite creative.
I'm just wondering if our listeners also know the word poultry. You know, when we refer to poultry, we're referring to chicken and the products in its products. So, like, eggs are also considered poultry.
All right. Very good explanation. Well, next we're moving into the entertainment realm. Loads of entertainment options. And so you don't want to just eat, and maybe you don't want to just go, you know, on one of the simulated skydiving sessions or something, but you want to enjoy a show or something, or maybe even roller skating. We'll find out all about that next.
Loads of entertainment options. In addition to all the new dining options, the ship boasts a slew of new entertainment and recreation activities. The indoor Seaplex includes a dramatically lit court with a floating DJ booth that can be used for bumper cars, roller skating, circus school, basketball, and other team sports. Individual rooms in the complex contain an Xbox gaming suite, air hockey, foosball, table tennis, and other games.
All right, loads of entertainment options. That word loads is very informal, just meaning there are lots of different options. Well, in addition to all the new dining options, the ship boasts a slew of new entertainment and recreation activities. And that's not news to us. We've already talked about a lot of things, but that word slew is good to know. Amanda, what's its meaning?
Slew means a large amount or number of things.
Okay, so we already used the word loads, and here, a synonym, slew. And then we get an example of some of the entertainment options. The first one here is, or the main one here that we're talking about next, is the indoor Seaplex. And what does that include, Serena?
That includes a dramatically lit court with a floating DJ booth.
Wow. All right. So you can enjoy some music there, a floating DJ booth. That sounds interesting. And then there are bumper cars. What's a bumper car, Campbell?
A bumper car, these are specially designed cars with kind of rubber on the side, and you can drive them and kind of hit each other and bump each other. It's kind of fun.
Some people drive like that in everyday life. Here, it's just for fun. I remember using these or riding these when I was a kid, and so that would be fun to try again. And then, of course, you know, roller skating, and then circus school. That is very interesting. I went online to find out a little bit about that, and I think this is just where you can do some of the tricks or activities that they would do in a circus, Amanda.
So you get to learn how to juggle and do
maybe
magic
trapeze.
Yeah, trapeze. I think that's what I saw someone doing online.
Wow.
So if you've ever wanted to be in the circus, here's your chance to try out some of those
things.
All right, and then there's basketball. Some people cannot get away from basketball, right? So it's right there on the ship if you love basketball. And other team sports. And then we move on, and we have individual rooms in the complex contain an Xbox gaming suite.
I saw that they have like three pods, like three separate cubicle areas that maybe two people can play each other at the same time.
Mm. All right. I think people play video games a lot. So
I know. I'm like, you're going to pay this much money to go on a cruise just to sit in a room and play video games? Really?
But maybe some, if they're younger, I don't know, their kids are on some of these.
Yeah. Children will never get bored.
So maybe they want to just go play video
maybe.
Games.
Maybe. I mean, I guess that's one way to relax.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and then you have air hockey, foosball, table tennis, and other games. These are some of these things is what you would see at some hotels or some, you know, resorts and so forth.
What is foosball, though?
Well, that's that game. It's kind of hard to describe, but there are little men, and then you have these sticks, and then you move them back and forth, and there's a ball, and you have to shoot the ball into the hole.
It's kind of like table soccer, table football.
Yeah, that's a shorter way of explaining. Why don't you just say that before I got into that one?
They just use, like, model players, and then they're attached to poles.
It's a very popular game in America, and they play it in New Zealand, too, as well, right?
Yeah, they do.
All right, and then do you all know what table tennis is? That's very popular here in Asia, and I'm not very good. But so don't play me. There are many other games to enjoy as well. Well, we are coming to the end of day two. We have one more day to discuss our adventure article. But before we go, I want to ask our panelists, from what we discussed so far, from yesterday and today, what is really most interesting to you? What makes you want to go on this cruise? Campbell?
I think all of it. I think from the getting onto the boat faster, using the wristbands and experiencing the high tech, and then all these different dynamic dining experiences and all these different activities. Actually, using that paintbrush to look at the menu sounds really fun too.
All right, and how about you, Amanda?
I think I would really enjoy the indoor C-plex. It kind of reminds me of my childhood going to the roller skating rink. You know, you have the DJ.
Junior high.
Yeah, DJ playing the music, and you roller around the rink. That'd be kind of fun.
And you fall down a few times.
Yeah.
All right, Serena, how about you?
I think I would like to try the simulated skydiving session, just because I know I would never actually skydive, so this is an opportunity to see what it's kind of like.
And you can tell people that you
I went skydiving. Exactly.
Sort of. All right. Well, we hope you will join us again tomorrow for our final day of our adventure article. And in the meantime, you can maybe do some research. Maybe you can go on a cruise soon. Maybe this has sparked your interest. Well, we hope you will join us again tomorrow. Until then, this is Brandon.
Serena.
Campbell.
And Amanda.
Saying goodbye.
Goodbye. Bye.